Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter Interior Paint is a paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter Paint and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm your host, Colleen Ballinger, and I'm not here with my co-host, Eric Stocklin, yet. He'll be here soon. My handsome, wonderful, lovely co-host, the star of the show. He'll be here a little bit later, but this is going to be the Father's Day episode because we just celebrated Father's Day, and I wanted to celebrate him even more. Father's Day might be over, but it's not in my heart. So I have a special guest coming on the episode today. Our son, Flynn Stocklin, and we're going to talk about how wonderful Eric is. It's going to be a surprise for Eric. That's why he's not here. So here he comes. Here he comes. It's Flynn. All right. We got Flynn Stocklin here now, the star of the show.
Yippee!
Oh, yeah, baby. All right. I have a question. What's your favorite thing about Daddy?
That he goes crabbing with me, and that he builds ponds with me, and that he buys fish with me.
And what did you guys do on Father's Day? Do you remember?
We went to the beach.
We did go to the beach.
And we jumped in the waves, and we did tsunamis, big kahuna, and like breaker waves.
Yeah, so you named the waves, right? Like, so every time a wave came, you guys named it.
Yeah, like if it was really close to us, it would be a leg breaker. If it was kind of big, it would be a big kahuna. And if it was super duper duper big, it was a tsunami.
What was your favorite kind?
There was a double tsunami.
A double?
That we had to back up a little bit for, and I just...
Did it pummel you down?
No, and I stayed there and I just jumped.
Were you scared?
No.
I would have been scared of a big, huge double tsunami, man. And do you remember anything from when you were really little with Daddy?
I was 3.
Mm-hmm.
And there was... I found a fox.
A fox? Wait, I don't remember this.
At a campsite. I think I was probably 5.
Where was I?
You were there.
We found a fox?
When we were camping.
We did?
You were there. It was when we caught the toad.
Really? There was a fox too?
Remember? Yeah, remember? We went on a toad walk and all we found was a darkling beetle. And we also caught a big toad.
I remember the toad.
You remember the darkling beetle?
Probably.
And there was a fox that I found.
I don't remember that. So that's a good memory you have, camping with Daddy?
Yeah.
That's a very, very good memory.
And,
what?
When I was 6, but not 6 and a half, we went camping and my dad caught a rattlesnake and a catfish and a turtle.
Were you scared of the rattlesnake?
At first I was like crying a little bit.
Really?
Mm-hmm, just a little
bit. Oh, no. I'm so sorry. Because you were scared?
I was crying a little bit because I was scared a little bit.
Really? I didn't know that.
But then when I saw it up close, I thought it was kind of adorable.
Oh, I actually do think snakes are adorable. I want a snake. I love snakes. So Flynn decided to build a pond with Eric on Father's Day. So they dug a hole.
And we got crayfish, goldfish, and guppies in it now.
Yeah, and they dug a hole, and they made a tiny little pond, and Flynn had all the ideas.
Today, we caught a crayfish that I named Bigfoot, and yesterday, we caught a small crayfish that was red, and we named it Red Crush, because it was the biggest one of yesterday.
That's amazing. So crayfish, I always thought they were called crawfish. They're called crayfish?
Some people call them crawfish. Some people call them crayfish. Some people call them crawdads.
That was a very fun thing for you to do with Daddy, and Daddy loved it. Daddy said it was like the best Father's Day he's ever had because he got to build a cool pond with you and work on that with you.
Go to the beach. Go to the beach. Catch crabs. And also, get presents!
Oh, yeah. Flynn wanted to get him a booty present. So when I asked Flynn, what do you want to get Daddy for Father's Day? He said a booty, silly booty toy.
And so we picked out a book that's called Butt or Face. And there's pictures of things that you have to guess if it's an animal butt or an animal face. Did you read it yet with Daddy?
No.
We haven't read. Oh, we should read it tonight before bed.
And we also got the butt thing.
Yeah. Okay. This is the other one. This one's crazy. So Flynn picked out this vase, right? It's kind of like a vase or like a pot for like a small plant.
Yeah, it's a
plant.
Pot. It's a pot for little rose that Dad put in it.
So it's like a person who's sitting
a ghost.
It's a ghost?
Yeah.
And its butt is just like very large and in charge. You should go. Where is it? Do you want to grab it so we can show it to the camera?
So Mom's grabbing the butthole ghost man. And I'm just going to talk about Red Crush and Bigfoot. Red Crush and Bigfoot. So Red Crush and Bigfoot are two crayfish. Bigfoot is like, I would say that big. That's how big he is. Red Crush is that big. And Mom started painting this. The blue one's me. And this purple one is Mama. I feel like I have to wiggle. Shake it off. Okay, back to the crayfish. One of the crayfish ate one of the guppies. Bye. Bing. The butt ghost man is here.
The butt has arrived. So this is what Flynn picked out to give. It's like this weird person doing the splits, but if you turn it around, it's like this big old booty person.
Yeah.
This is what Flynn wanted to get married.
Hey, you have a big butt, man.
Got a cute little booty, man. So that was Flynn's gift to Eric. So you used to do Truck of the Day. Do you remember that?
Flynn's Truck of the Day.
Well, you can if you want.
Right now.
But I was thinking, yeah, we can.
Yeah.
But I was also thinking you kind of like...
Ocean the Day.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. You kind of like ocean animals more than you like trucks now. Right?
No ocean. Bug of the day.
You want to do a bug of the day? You love bugs.
I'm going to go bring our cockroach over.
You are absolutely not going to bring the cockroach into my office. Are you doing a bug of the day? Flynn's bug of the day.
Flynn's bug of the day, which is a cockroach. Let's bring the camera outside so they can see the cockroach.
You're hilarious. We're not doing a cockroach of the day. How about the other thing that you just got that you love right now? The other kind of bug?
Mantis.
Yes. How about you talk about that?
So if you're knowing the name praying, because they always look like they're praying. So if you hear me now, praying mantis. See, it has praying in their name, and it always looks like they're praying, and they literally look like an alien. You're about to see one of mine that we raised from eggs.
Pretty cool.
And one of them is super duper big. That I'm going to hold and show you.
Now, is there anything cool about a praying mantis? Like, what do they eat?
One thing that they eat, which is a little bit sad when they eat, they can eat hummingbirds.
They can eat hummingbirds?
Like, they can eat baby birds, hummingbirds.
Praying mantis can?
Yes, praying mantis can.
Is this true?
Yes.
Are you joking?
Dad looked it up and yes.
Oh, my gosh. But are
their favorite bird is hummingbird. That's their favorite type of bird to eat.
What?
Hummingbird. Yeah, seriously.
Okay, and what else do they eat? We don't feed them hummingbirds.
They eat crickets and fruit flies. Almost all insects except for, like, velvet worms.
Okay, I don't even know what a velvet worm is.
Kind of worm that, like, shoots sticky super glue.
Super glue? Oh, my.
Sticky super glue.
Okay, and...
It, like, dries in, like, seconds. Like 30 seconds.
I do not want that kind of bug near me, whatever that is.
Velvet worm is not actually a worm because it has feet.
Okay.
It was one of the bugs that first walked on land. It was one of the things that first walked on land.
You are such a little genius, dude. You know so much more than me.
I knew it from a documentary show that I watched tonight. And it was shooting the super glue at a wolf spider.
Oh my gosh. But that's
and also the fireworm. If you get the little hairs rubbed on your skin, it hurts like you got burnt.
Ouch. But the praying mantis doesn't eat those, right?
Yeah.
Because our bug of the day is the praying mantis, right?
Yeah, our bug of the day is the praying mantis.
Is there any other cool facts? There's a fact that I like about the praying mantis.
What is it?
After she mates,
they eat the boys.
Eats the head of the boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, are you a praying mantis? Any other cool facts about a praying mantis?
Let's just cut to the real mantis.
Let's just cut to the chase, guys. Let's just hold a bug. All right, if you are afraid of bugs and you don't like praying mantises or something, or they freak you out, close your eyes during this part because you're about to see a bug.
Fast forward because you're about to see some alien-looking creatures.
That's right.
First, I'm going to show them the toy. So if you're wondering what they look like when they're grown-ups, that is a mantis.
That's pretty cool.
There's a real one
right in there. Okay. All right.
That is a praying mantis for
you. Wow, look at that. He's beautiful. I thought praying mantis were green.
The girls are the only green ones, actually.
Oh, so is this a boy?
Well, we can't tell until they're grown-ups. And also, the girls are bigger than boys.
Mm-hmm.
And we have another praying mantis
mm-hmm.
in here that's smaller
mm-hmm.
and more brown than this baby. So I'm guessing this one's a girl and that one's a boy.
Nice.
We also have a cocoon.
You got a lot of bugs of the day, dude.
Yeah. Oh, he or she's a hoppy guy. If you look at them up close,
mm-hmm.
their head is a triangle and literally looks like an alien.
Oh, he's on the camera. He jumped on the camera. Oh my gosh.
Sorry about that if that scared you.
It scared me.
This guy has been eating a bunch of crickets. I know that because I saw him eating 3 crickets. And he's really big too, so I know he's been eating crickets. Their antennas are really long too. Like, look at how long they are on this cutie. And look at their front claws. They have razor sharp claws. Look at how razor sharp, like, claws inside of their claws. So there's basically, like, sharp knives in their claws, kind of like.
Ouch. That.
But
right.
These guys can eat baby birds and hummingbirds. Their favorite is hummingbirds. But yes, they do eat birds.
Alrighty, well, let's put them away because it is time to get ready for bed.
Say goodnight to Mr. Praying Guy.
Good night, Praying Guy. We'll see you next time.
See you next time.
And there you have it, folks. Flynn's bug of the day. It's been a while since we did a flug of the day. Whoa. Flug of the day. Where'd that come from? Bug of the day? Flynn, maybe. Oh, my God. Flug of the day. I kind of like it, actually. But it's been a while since we did a truck of the day or a bug of the day or anything like that. So I thought it was time. Plus, all of Flynn's bug adventures, well, the majority of them are with Eric. And since this is the Father's Day episode, I thought it'd be fun to have Flynn on and talk about his adventures with Eric. So I hope you enjoyed that. And now I have a song to sing for you guys that's about Eric. I sent this to Eric a few weeks ago. I can't really remember when, but who cares? It doesn't matter when it happened. But Eric and I miss each other a lot, being parents of 3 young kids. And I'm not sure how relatable this is to couples out there, but Eric and I love each other so much, and we don't get to spend a lot of time together. And the time we do get to spend together is pretty stressful because we've got 3 young kids screaming and needing a million things, and life is stressful, jobs can be stressful, and kids can be stressful. So yeah, we often say, like, oh my gosh, I miss you. Even though we spend all of our time together, we feel like we don't, because it's life is so hard as a married couple with 3 young kids. So I'm not saying, oh my God, my life is so hard. I'm just telling you the context of the song you're about to hear. So yeah, I was making cookies one night and Eric went to bed, and I was just thinking, oh my gosh, I really miss him. I had a lot of work that week. And so the time that we usually would spend together, I was working. And so I was just thinking about how I missed spending time with him. And, this song popped in my head. And so I recorded it and I sent it to him at like 2 in the morning. I texted to him And then the next day, you know, he woke up and was like, thank you so much for my song. I loved it. And then that next day, we still didn't even barely see each other. And that's kind of what the song is about. The song is about being in a loving, wonderful relationship, but never being able to see each other and how much that sucks. But we do know that this is a phase of life that will pass. And it's just hard right now. And we try our hardest to carve out time for each other, but it's just is never seems like it's enough. So without further ado, here is this little silly song I wrote for Eric. And then when I come back from that, Eric will be here. All right. You'll get the star of the show in a second. But first, here's the little song.
Hello. Okay. Now I have this instrument that is one I probably shouldn't be allowed near, but I also have a microphone in my chesticles, and it's just the only way I could figure out how to hold the microphone and also hold this unnamed instrument. Here we go.
Lovey, I miss my lovey. I haven't seen him in years, even though he's right here. Lovey, I miss my lovey. I see him every day, but he's so far away. Lovey, ooh, I miss my lovey. Long distance is hard when you're 3 feet apart. Lovey, I miss my lovey. I know we're in the same room, but should we schedule a Zoom? Long time no see when you're right next to me. How have you been? Will I ever see you again? Lovey, it's been great catching up, but now they're all screaming and I gotta go wipe a butt.
That last part's supposed to be like a kazoo, but I couldn't find a kazoo, so I'm just using a kind of a farty sound out of my mouth. But imagine it with a kazoo and with better playing of instrument. Okay, that's the song.
Well, my song is over and Eric's here now.
What do you mean? What's going on?
Where have you been? Actually, is the real question. This episode's already started. I decided this is a Father's Day episode.
Oh.
Surprise.
Oh, another Father's Day present?
So yeah, I was talking about Father's Day and how great it was. Flynn came and talked about it, Father's Day a little bit, and Flynn did a little bug of the day.
A bug of the day?
Oh yeah, man. And then I sang Classic. That song that, remember when I sent you that song about how we never get to see each other?
Yeah.
I sang that.
You sang a song?
I sang
a
song.
It's been a whole like variety show?
I know. So
I had no idea.
And now you're here.
I thought we were just doing the podcast. Okay.
Well, Father's Day was this weekend and we wanted to do a special episode today on a boat. We thought it'd be fun to go out on a boat and like have a little date.
That was your idea. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was way too hot today and there's just so much going on. Life's been hectic again. And so I was like, oh man, we didn't get to do that special little boat date. So I'll just make a special little episode for you.
Well, I can't wait to listen to it.
Happy Father's Day, my
Thanks,
dear.
Thanks, Lovey.
I love you. You're the best dad ever. And we're very lucky to have you.
That. I try. I try my best.
So what's going on with you this week, love? Who needs to relax for you?
Oh, my God. I don't know. What needs to relax? I don't have like a particular silly thing. I don't know. The world?
Yeah, that's true.
We said last week. That we would write a jingle, that we would be good jingle songwriters.
Yeah, we didn't do that, did we?
For whatever, if anyone commented anything that we should write a jingle for.
Right.
And I said the top one we'll write a jingle for.
Yeah. We'll do that.
The top one was hemorrhoids.
Of course it was.
Why is your fan base, is your audience big into hemorrhoids or do you talk a lot about?
First of all, what do you mean fan base? Second of all... Hemorrhoids are.
I'm not like a pub. I don't like speak publicly.
I think I wrote a song about hemorrhoids, didn't I? Did I write a song about hemorrhoids? I wrote a song. It was about being pregnant. Maybe there was just I was singing about hemorrhoids within the song of being pregnant. But I did. Hemorrhoids is a part of my life.
Okay.
But we'll write a song. We're going to write a jingle about hemorrhoids,
right now?
Yeah. As promised, I want to break a promise.
So is the jingle going to be...
Wait.
Is the jingle going to be... Is it promoting hemorrhoids? Like, you should get them? Or is it to get rid of them?
What? Yeah, I don't know. What is a jingle?
Well, a jingle is to sell something, right? It's okay. To get in your head so that you can sell a product.
Yeah, I don't know how you sell hemorrhoids.
Well, I guess that's the challenge, isn't it? Oh, you have a guitar. He's equipped. Are we writing it right now?
Here, can you hold?
I would be happy.
Do you have two arms and hands?
I do.
So I was thinking, like, to the tune of My Girl.
Okay.
That we could... Hemorrhoids are ouchy, hemorrhoids are ouchy. I've got pain.
I thought you were going to say, I've got hemorrhoids on a cloud.
Anal rim.
God, I hate that term, anal rim.
I didn't like it either. But when I walk my dog.
Where's this going?
It feels pretty grim. So I was just thinking of something you'd have to do where, like, you got to do it, but it's ouchy in there. Well, what's the next chord?
I guess. I don't know the chords. Wait, so you're not, so this is not a jingle. This is a cover of My Girl, but it's a parody of cover. I like it.
Hemorrhoids make me. I don't know. Stupid.
That's great. But wait.
I hate myself.
You shouldn't. Okay. I love yourself. That's great. Wait, keep going. Is there more?
Well, I didn't have any more.
I guess.
You'd say,
what can make me feel this way? Hemorrhoids.
Yeah. And then in my mind, we like, there's like a harmony we're doing.
Hemorrhoids. I guess.
And then the next verse can get more clinical about like what, yeah. But that's not really a jingle, is it?
I guess poo stays in the cracks of.
Oh.
You know, I don't know.
I thought I had drawn the line at anal rim.
Anal rim's pretty bad. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here, man. Spitballing.
But you're like, there's stuff in cracks. It's too much.
I don't know. I was trying to help you out here. Yeah, well, a jingle is like a, isn't it? Call 1-800-HEMORRHOIDS today.
Yeah, perfect. Sold.
You know, and then they say the things really fast, like, does not apply. This may cause death. All those things.
That would have been good. That would have been good to write into it. Well, I think this is a good workshopping moment.
Okay. So you guys wanted us to write a jingle about hemorrhoids. And Eric wrote a cover song about it, which is there more? Because we should hear it.
Homage. No, that's it. That's it.
But we can do that. If that's what else did people say? If you were reading the comments.
It was like pickles. Skunks, I think we're number 2 and 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pickles is good. Hemorrhoids is pretty good. I think we should try to promote hemorrhoids.
Like sell it to the people.
Sell hemorrhoids.
As if it's like a...
How great it is to have hemorrhoids.
Yeah, I don't know that you could make that a commodity that you could sell to people.
Well, that's the challenge, isn't it, love?
I think so. You said you had a fun game.
I did.
You did. You texted me. You said, find pictures of things.
No. It's not that I have a fun game. It's that a few weeks ago, we said we were both going to show each other.
Okay.
A few weeks ago, we said, we'll both show each other pictures of, I'd show you, quote unquote, stereotypical girl products. And you'd show me stereotypical, what society has taught us is male products.
Okay.
And then we'd have to try to guess what those things were.
I did Eric products.
Oh, okay. Well, I did this to you and you did pretty good.
Yeah.
And so today I was like, oh, you should do that to me. So let's see what the things are.
Can we do mine first?
Well, I already did mine. Okay. Wait, are you serious?
I thought you were going to do some too, because you're like,
wait,
oh, do this.
No, wait, you have to know we already did it.
I know you did yours, but I thought you were going to do more is what I'm saying.
Okay. So you thought I would do it again?
Yeah, because you're like, come up with some pictures for that. And so I was like, oh, great.
Yeah, because I thought it was
fun.
My turn.
We're going to do it again. Okay. Should we just start it?
Well, yeah.
Okay. What is this?
That is a weight. It's a weight that you hold to work out with.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
It has a name.
Dumbbell.
Dumbbell?
Isn't that the name of it?
You mean like dumbbell?
Dumbbell.
No.
Oh, I don't know.
Kettlebell.
Kettlebell. Mm-hmm. That's cute. I like that.
Like kettle corn.
It's cute.
What's that?
That's a bong.
That's a bong?
It looks like a bong.
I just didn't think you'd know what a bong was.
I know what a bong is. I've never smoked anything out of that.
You've never hit a bong?
I've hit a bong, but I've not hit that kind of a bong.
What kind of bong have you hit?
I don't know. A long time, like a million years ago, I hit a bong. I'd never say that sentence
you
in my life.
You hit a bong?
I smoked out of a bong, but it was like one of the ones that it's like normal looking kinds. Like a classic looking. I don't know what's classic now. It was a million years ago. I don't
like
remember.
Like less pear-shaped? Like it was...
It was just like a stick thingy with like a hole at the end. Kind of thick.
But did it have the thing, you like there's water in it and you pull the thing out and then it's bubbling. Then you didn't hit a bong.
Well, then what's a bong? What's the thing you smoke out of?
Like a pipe?
It's not a pipe. A pipe you put like tobacco in it. Bubbler? No, it's like a bong. It's like what a bong is.
No, a bong is like it goes through water and it makes like the...
What?
That sound, and then you like you pull out the thing, and then you clear the two.
I'm gonna look up what I'm thinking of because I thought this was a bong. Hold on, I thought a bong was I mean, I don't know. I don't know anything about these things. Yeah, that's definitely. I did not know that. That's.
Well, you knew what the picture was.
Because it's a bong. I thought anything.
It's a fun word.
I kind of thought anything you smoke marijuana out of is a bong.
A bong.
Yeah.
Stop.
But what's it called? Like the is it, it's like a bong pipe then? What is it called when
what
it's
do you
like
mean?
The thing that
a bong
people,
pipe?
No, what's it called? That people smoke marijuana
like a joint?
Out of? Not a joint.
Blunt.
It's a glass. It's like made of glass.
Yeah, glass pipe.
Ah, fudge. I don't know. I don't know what it's called. It's like the most common thing I feel like people used to smoke weed out of. I don't know. It's like a stick, but it's thick.
Uh-huh.
And it's got a little bowl at the end of it.
Yeah, we would call that a bowl.
But it's not a bowl. It's got a thick stick on it that you breathe in.
Yeah, like a pipe, a bowl pipe. Yeah, this. Okay. But a bong is a different thing. But you knew the
I
name.
Thought it, I thought that
but
was.
But you
called,
also.
I thought
so
they
you
were
kind
all.
Of, you kind of also got it wrong
bongs.
Because you thought they're all bongs.
I thought they're all bongs. Yeah.
That's really funny.
Yeah. When was the last time you smoked out of one of those things, the bubbly kinds?
Long time.
Yeah.
Long time.
Couple weeks.
I feel like I've told the story on the podcast where like I got called back in for a callback in front of producers and
Okay.
I threw it out of a second story window and that was the last time I had done that.
You seem to throw a lot of things out of a second story window.
Just laptops and bongs.
Why did you throw it out the window?
Because I was so mad at myself that I had done that.
Oh, white male rage. That's not good.
Well, kind of just, it was more like affirmational, like, you know, like taking control of my, like, I don't need this, you know?
But what if you hit someone outside? Did you check at least?
It was like a power moment.
Did you check outside and make sure there's no one there that you were going to hit with it?
Yeah, it was like a, you know, LA, like little apartment complex, like two story.
Yeah, that, I mean, that doesn't.
Like I threw it at my parking spot, essentially. From a second story window. Like, yeah.
Was it glass? Did it shatter?
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
I cleaned it up in shame.
Okay. Who's this?
What is this person?
It's a man.
Uh-huh.
I can't really see.
Who's that?
It looks like an AI. If I typed in AI 80s dude.
Huh?
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who that is?
No.
American icon.
No.
It's Bruce Springsteen.
I thought it was Bruce Springsteen. What did I think?
This.
Bruce Springsteen?
I feel like you're faking it.
Bruce? Is it really Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah, but you don't even.
You're blowing my mind. Not only
can you not recognize this man, like you're saying you don't know what his name is.
Well, everyone says
Springsteen.
Spruce? Is it Bruce? Bruce?
Spruce?
Everyone says Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
Right. So I thought it was Bruce Springsteen, like because everyone puts the S from his last name in with the first part of, you know, like Bruce Springsteen.
Love, we're born in the same
Bruce. Springsteen.
Hospital in Freehold, New Jersey, me and this guy.
Dead ass serious. I thought it was Springsteen.
Springsteen?
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen. Bruce.
So all this week sold out Madison Square Garden, Bruce Springsteen.
He's still alive. He's a singer. That looks like an actor to me. Doesn't look like a singer.
Yeah, he's a really great
singer.
What
kind of songs does he do?
American rock.
Can you sing one?
Born in the U.S.
Oh, I've heard that one.
Yeah.
They play it at fireworks.
Rosalita. Come a little
higher.
That's so many.
That's awesome.
Mr. State Trooper.
I don't know that one.
Oh my God.
Okay, what's next?
You're crazy. There's three actors in a row.
Okay, I thought we were doing products.
There's a
but
singer.
That's fine.
We are. But who's that? Because I knew that you wouldn't know. And it's
I really don't know who that is. No.
I'm going to show you pictures of my two favorite actors of all time.
Is this one of them?
Major inspiring acting figures. greatest actors of all time, I think.
Okay, I don't know who that is.
It's Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh, okay.
Star of...
Doesn't he have a beard, I thought? Was he in something with a beard once?
He was, yeah, when he played Abraham Lincoln and won an Oscar. Sure.
I didn't see that.
No. You didn't see the Steven Spielberg movie, Lincoln?
No. Mm-mm. That guy, oh, I know his face.
Me and him had the same acting teacher in New York.
I didn't know you had an acting teacher in New York. I don't know his name, but he's been in a lot of things. I don't think I've seen the things he's been in, but he's
Philip?
Been in things. Seymour Hoffman.
Say what? It again.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
There you go. Hoffman.
Yeah. Hoffman.
What's that?
Those are tools.
For what? What are they called? What kind of
That's
tool?
A wrench.
What kind of wrench?
A twisty wrench.
Not a twisty wrench.
I don't know, girl. She twists and it comes with IKEA furniture.
Uh-huh. But it's got a name, something wrench.
The twisty wrench.
How can I hint this? Iverson.
What? That's a hint?
Well, a basketball player whose last name is Iverson.
Yeah, great hint. The first Tell name me, is someone who plays basketball. It's a really good hint.
Starts with an A.
Ass wrench.
A-L.
All the wrenches.
A-L-E?
A-L-E? Ale?
It's an Allen wrench. Pale you don't know what Allen wrench is?
Allen. Is Allen spelled with A-L-E-N?
I don't know. Maybe it's A-L-A-N. I don't know how it's exactly spelled.
I think it
spelled.
Might be A-L-A.
That backfired because now it makes me look stupid.
No, you never look stupid.
I do. I don't know how to spell Allen wrench, apparently.
It's okay. I don't know how to spell anything else that you've mentioned.
You just thought those were just...
Bruce Springsteen love?
What would you just... Will you just call these wrenches?
I just called that... I'd say tool.
IKEA tool.
Yeah.
Because it comes with IKEA.
But yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a better name for it, honestly.
I agree.
Okay.
Cigarettes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But when we first met, this was the brand of cigarettes.
Parliament.
Parliament.
Cigarettes.
One more word.
Lights?
Yeah. How'd you know that?
Because you smoked them a lot.
But as an actor, you should know these.
I should know cigarettes?
Especially if you lived in New York for a while. Like, I feel like every actor.
Why should I know cigarettes? I
just showed her the bottom of the.
I've never smoked a cigarette in my life.
Not one.
Not one. No. Because the only one I'd ever. The only other cigarette kind of name I knew was Marlboro.
You're faking it.
Swear to God, Marlobo. Is that right?
No.
Marlboro.
No,
I'm really not. Marlboro? Is that it?
Marlboro, yeah.
What is
Marlboro
it? Tell
Marlboro
me.
Reds.
Tell me, Marlboro? What is it?
Marlboro Reds and Marlboro
You'll
Lights.
You'll say it and then I'll remember it. Just say it.
Marlboro.
See, you can't say it either.
Marlboro.
Marlboro?
It's not. I mean, when it's like one of those words where if you overthink it, Marlboro.
No, that doesn't sound
Marlboro.
Right. You didn't even say letters.
Marlboro. That is one of those weird words, but you were saying it very wrong. I'm just
okay.
You just
maybe
now
there's not. You know what, love?
Brain.
Maybe there's not a right
Marlboro
way to
man.
Say it.
Marlboro lights. Marlboro Reds.
Yeah, I don't know. Parliament lights.
Name three other kinds of cigarettes.
I can't. I don't know anything about cigarettes. I think they're yucky, gross, and nasty.
Do you ever have the Camel Crushes?
Oh, Camel. That's one.
Yeah.
I had a Camel? Is that a cigarette?
Yeah,
a
Camel
You're
Crush
me if I've had
where
one?
You could like pop the little menthol ball
you
in the filter.
Definitely
that,
don't
right?
know anything about cigarettes.
You know what I'm talking about.
No. A filter of what?
The filter of the cigarette.
There's a filter in the cigarette?
At the end of it, yeah.
Huh? I thought it was just like you put stuff inside of a wrapper and you just wrap it up.
What?
I don't know.
Well, the part at the end is called like the filter.
I thought that's where you put your mouth.
Yes, on the filter, yes.
I thought that the line on a cigarette was like the indicator of like, put your mouth on this, not like this is a filter.
Yeah, there's like a little filter on the end, yeah. But unless you're getting Marlboro unfiltered, which you're a crazy person, but yeah.
But what's it filtering?
What is it? Like, I guess some of the tar?
I don't think it's working.
Some of the harshness of it, I guess?
Well, I don't know. I don't know anything about that. I thought people could roll their own cigarettes.
They can.
Just then they don't have a filter then.
Some people roll filters into their cigarettes when they're really cool.
This is too complicated
theater
for me.
Kids
I can't
college.
Believe there's still cigarettes. I can't believe
I know.
People's.
I don't think there is. Are there?
Yeah, there are.
That is crazy when you go into like a, you know, gas station or 7-Eleven.
Seems like a lot less than it was.
And they're still there. Yeah.
I can't believe, like, I remember smoking sections and non-smoking sections of restaurants.
I know. Yeah.
Which is so silly because, like, if there's a smoking section, you smell it in the whole restaurant.
I know.
Like,
it's
so weird.
A restaurant. We're all sitting here with our families eating.
Yeah, yeah. It's very weird.
Yeah. That makes you old.
Yeah,
I think they don't do that anymore.
They definitely do not.
Unless you're in Vegas. That place is out of control that you can just
cigarette smoke
anywhere.
Makes me feel like that when I'm in the same room as it, I like my throat feels like it's going to close off.
Yeah, indoors, I feel like it's awful. But outside, because it's been a long time, but mm-hmm. when I get a whiff of it, like I'm like, oh, it's good.
I know. I hate the smell of it, but also when I have gone to Vegas, the few times I've gone, I leave with like the most horrifically sore throat, like from inhaling just like secondhand smoke, I guess. Yeah, you know me. Okay, what's the next one?
You ever gamble when you're there?
No, I don't like gambling. I'll put like a quarter into a slot machine. That's it.
That's it. What's that?
That's a lighter.
What kind of lighter?
What do you mean?
Name the lighter.
It's a flippy lighter.
Flippy lighter?
Yeah. I don't know what that...
This lighter was like all me and my friends cared about for like 2 years, probably from like age like...
Why?
Age 13 to 15. It was like the biggest part of our lives.
Why?
Because it was the lighter that you would use to set things on fire.
Oh my God.
What? You're not setting fires?
Certainly not.
What kind of lighter is this? I don't know.
I literally think that's a lighter.
And you could do tricks with it. Like you go, and then it would like light. So you could like snap it with your fingers and it would light and you'd be holding it. This wasn't a part of your life?
Of course not. I wasn't an arsonist.
And doing like tricks with lighters?
No. You know, a lot of murderers start off doing arson, relax. Love.
You don't know? Starts with a Z.
I still don't. I will never know. I've never known a name of a lighter. Still won't know because.
ZIP.
Zippity doo dah day lighter.
That's where you're going with that?
Yeah.
You're not going to say Zippo?
I've never heard of that.
You never heard of a Zippo lighter?
No, I've never heard of a Zippo lighter.
I feel like that's a cultural iconic term.
If you're an arsonist, I've never done arson. Sorry, kid.
Miss Goody Two Shoes. What is that?
That's a PlayStation.
Which one?
It looks like a fridge in that picture. I got to be honest.
Also, like calling, you can just say PS.
PS?
Yeah. Just call it a PS and then what number?
PS sounds like it's a shortened version of piece of shit.
That would be POS. PS is short for PlayStation because those are the two
words.
Yeah,
it's a PlayStation.
PlayStation what?
I don't know. 4?
Close.
5.
It's a 5, yeah.
Cool.
I'm impressed. I thought you would say.
I'm so smart.
I literally thought you would say fridge.
It does look like a fridge.
And then you just said fridge. What's that?
That is an.
What's it for?
Is that a shoe shiner?
No.
Looks like something you'd shine a shoe on. Is it an amp?
An amp for what?
A guitar, like, or something? I don't know.
What? Where would you plug it in?
I don't know.
You see?
God.
Okay. Are you nearsighted?
I don't know what that is. Is it for a door? Like, is it something you put on
a
door?
You could use it on a door.
Is it a doorknob?
It is not a doorknob.
What is it?
It's a wood planer.
Huh? What's that do?
Like shaves off wood.
That shaves wood?
Yeah. So like when I fixed doors, when they don't close right, and you plane off the things.
You need to get better at that.
No, well, there's a lot of doors that
there's
need
a lot
planning,
of doors that
the...
need that happening. I didn't know you had this ability because there's a few doors in this house that won't close if we need you to do that too. You never told me you had this magical power that you could fix these doors.
It's a tool called a wood planer.
Do you have one?
Yes.
Can you fix that freaking door that doesn't close?
That one is way past planning, but I can try.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. Superhero.
More
I've never
tools.
Seen this before.
What's that?
That's a wrench, or no, a screwdriver.
What kind?
Phillips head, or there's only two, right? There's a Phillips head and a screwdriver.
Well, flathead.
Oh, okay. I like that name. That's simple, because then I'll remember it now, because it's flat.
And do you know who Phillips was?
No. But he does tennis balls.
Yes.
Is it yellow or green to you, a tennis ball?
That's a really good question. But it's more green to me than it is.
Ah, soulmate. I see it as green too, but apparently it's not. Rachel and I talked about this yesterday. It's apparently yellow, but it looks like a neon it's crazy like a neon,
yeah,
green.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a neon green. I wouldn't say it's yellow.
I wouldn't say it's yellow
Why
either.
Did that come up?
Because I don't know. I saw people talking about it on some social media app. And then I asked Rachel and she was like, they're definitely neon green. And then people in the comments, because we were doing a live stream, were like, no, it's yellow. And then we Googled it and it says yellow, but it can be perceived as green. But I always thought it was green.
I always thought it was green too.
Anyway, is there more? Is that
really,
all?
But really good question, love. What are those?
Oh, those are jumper cables.
And how do you apply them?
You call your sister and say, can you jump my car?
Okay, so if you had to guess, there's so red and black on each end, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to put on the working battery?
What do you mean?
Like, where are you going to connect those two?
To the cars.
To the...
One goes on one car, one goes on the other car. And then yeah. One person starts their car, and then the other person's car
okay,
starts.
Okay, so if you're the car with a dead battery, what are you doing with those cables?
You're putting them in your car.
Putting the red on the...
car. In the engine.
On the... battery.
Battery, sure.
Yes, but the black one doesn't go on the battery, love. Where does it go?
The engine.
Goes on the
undiagnosed.
Painted metal fixture.
What? Who says that? No one says, did you put it on the unpainted metal fixture?
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, it's sure. Really, but did you just Google that? No one has ever said that. No one has ever been like,
well, every time I've Googled it before I learned to do it like 10 years ago was like, that's what they tell you to do.
You just want it on the engine.
It's because you don't like, you know, get shocked.
Right? Yeah, I don't want to get shocked. That's why I call Rachel.
Well, good. Now you know how to jump a car.
All right.
Have you ever helped someone jump their battery?
Mm-hmm.
Boring.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not bored at all. I actually love this conversation. Wait, is there not more?
That's
this
not
is fun
more.
To me.
That was like 20.
I like it.
Yeah, it's fun.
I think Daisy's living her best. Ew, her tongue was out. That was so weird.
Why is your tongue out?
Daisy is living her best life. We're in her space. She's like, hello, go to bed. It's late, you freaks.
She's like, is this where we're sleeping tonight?
Is this where we're hanging out tonight? What's going on? Why are we awake? Well, love, I just wanted to celebrate you today on Father's Day. That was a fun game for me.
That was fun. Yeah. When you said that, I was like, what? What's she talking about? I couldn't think of anything for a second. And then I started thinking of so many things.
Well, that was fun for me. Thank you.
I could have kept going.
Have you been holding that pick in your hand this entire episode?
No, it was right here. It was right here.
You're just petting Daisy with the pick.
I was like, well, I wonder if she'll like it. Seems like she does.
That's all we got for you guys today.
Really?
I think so. Because, well, I already did a bunch of stuff earlier. I already sang and hung out with Flynn and stuff. So sorry it's so short for you. But next week you can do it all by yourself, okay?
Okay.
Sound good?
Be safe out there, guys.
Well, I love you. You're the
Take
best
care
dad
of
ever.
Each other,
Happy
guys.
Father's Day. Thanks for being a father to our children. You're wonderful.
It's super fun. I'm very tired.
So I've heard.
What do you mean?
I mean, I've heard.
It's like snoring?
Well, yeah, I've heard you snore a lot, but like...
Are you just me saying I'm tired?
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.